Have you already had your fill of drama for the day? The kids aren't even out of school for Christmas yet, and there is drama? Bah humbug is what I say. Most days, we don't have to get very far into the day before we are faced with it. There is an abundance of drama all around us. But do we have to be affected by it? I tell my girls daily, no drama. Stay away from the drama. Just turn and walk away. And for girls, we all know that can be difficult, but it's true. Life is crazy enough, and added drama is too exhausting and drains you of your joy. This is supposed to be the biggest season of joy and comfort and good tidings, decking the halls and all the happy things, right? So why do we feel like decking something other than the halls? It sometimes gets so complicated. It's not easy. So what do we do when we happen to find ourselves caught up in drama? Maybe more so during the holidays. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." But I can tell you from experience as a recovering try-to-fix-it person, you can't fix everything and everyone and solve the world's problems. Yes, that may be your grown-up Christmas list, but it's simply not reality, and it's not healthy for you. Relationships are complicated. We are all complicated. Expectations are unrealistic and often unmet. Communication or lack of it leads to misunderstandings, and feelings get hurt, and words are said in anger that leave us wounded. Then we either retreat or we fire back in the form of passive-aggressive behavior. Happy holidays! Instead of dreading the existing or potential drama that may surround your season, why not begin with prayer? Daily, ask God to reveal to your heart things you may have contributed when it comes to family or friend drama. Humbly seek wisdom and guidance in how to pursue peace and reconciliation. Matthew 18 is a great place to start and urges us to forgive, drop our pride, seek understanding, and how to handle conflict. Our words matter. How we relate to each other matters. So where can we go for truth when faced with drama? Ephesians chapter 4 is a great place to start. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. I think Paul pretty much covered it, don't you? Get rid of it. Don't create drama, step into drama, or willingly invite people into your life that bring drama. Some people create their own storms and then get mad when it rains. We are given so much grace, and in turn, we are to offer it to those around us. Speak truth in love and respond with a soft answer, full of kindness and compassion. Choose your words and actions wisely. Listen, relationships are tough. We are all broken people in much need of grace, and we grieve the Spirit of God living in us when our actions, words, and lack of morals do not reflect the love, grace, and heart of God. That's the truth. Build each other up. There is plenty in the world to tear us down. Give gifts of forgiveness, kindness, reconciliation, and love this Christmas. Those are gifts that keep on giving. I'm Lori Klein.